Here we go.
Healthy board. Thank you, sir.
Start the problem, start the clock.
Yeah.
You ready?
Fucking board ready.
All right.
Hit me with it, daddy.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Welcome back, you motherfuckers.
Ooh, we're getting deep on these motherfuckers.
The
hey,
deep,
man.
Scary voice.
Welcome back, and to new listeners, man, welcome.
Welcome, you newly indoctrinated motherfuckers.
Yeah. And hey, if you turn this podcast off right now, you'll think it's just, that guy got on the mic and called me a motherfucker. I don't like this podcast. If your kids are in the car, I'm sorry.
I'm not. You should know better.
You should know better.
You were the parents that took your kids to see Deadpool.
Yeah, this is rated R.
This is a Marvel movie. I can't believe he's swearing and shooting people, and he got shot in the butthole.
Yeah, and he has a crude sense of humor. Yeah, he's making dick jokes.
This is not the Marvel you came to see.
Yeah, this isn't the shit you want. This is Keep It Real podcast, man. We're Shattered Wisdom, man, and Shattered, if you're just picking this up, man, Shattered.
Shattered
is what on the East Coast, which your uncle and cousin,
cousin
Brett, cousin Paul. See, I'm fucking up.
That's okay. Uncle Brett's no longer with us.
Oh yeah, I remember the story.
And fuck that pine tree.
Yeah. Fucking pine tree. That's why I don't do anything with pine.
That's why I do is burn pine.
I don't even like pine saw. and your mom, you know, and your mom's got the coolest fucking Boston accent I've ever heard, ever. But she says, oh, you're proper shattered.
She actually told, so the other day we went to my parents' house for dinner. Mm-hmm. We get our taxes done. Mm-hmm. And so we drop the kids off early. Kids are hanging out with my parents. We go get our taxes. We come back. My mom's got a retainer in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's got a heavy Boston accent. And she's fucking shattered. Mm-hmm. And she's holding on to the countertop.
For balance.
Just for balance. And she looked at Kendra, my wife, and she goes, I'm shattered.
Yeah.
I'm proper shattered. And Kendra goes, okay, well, we still have to cook. Can I just cook?
Yeah, I'll just cook. You just relax.
And my mom went, yes. And for my parents to relinquish control of the kitchen.
In their house.
Yeah. It's a big deal. And Kendra was like, oh, fuck, you are. And my mom, I kept looking at her, I'm like, ooh, you are. By the way, my mom is 95 pounds.
Maybe.
So if she gets too shattered, I can put her over one shoulder and Ella over the other go tuck them both into bed.
You can put your mom in your pocket.
Oh, man.
Your mom's a tiny, tiny woman.
But she was proper shattered.
Yeah, so shattered, if you're wondering, man, or if you're new, it means being fucked up. I mean,
that means you're drunk.
Like, yeah, you're drunk. You're past the point. And then wisdom. I mean, we kick you guys some wisdom every once in a while. We try to help you guys out. And like I've said before, man, we don't have all the answers. We're still trying to figure out life. But if we can help you even have a better day, that's what we're here for. So and then we get shattered because we drink. And if you're at home, you feel free to drink with us.
Oh, absolutely. So I actually had a teacher in high school.
Who would drink with you?
No. But he would say age plus experience equals wisdom.
100%.
And so we are not super old, but we have aged and we have experience. Yeah. And that's the wisdom that we try to impart upon you is what we've seen throughout our lives.
Right. And take it as like a grain of salt. I mean,
it
is.
Take it however you want.
I'm not here by any means to tell you how to live your life.
No. I am no guidebook for
like
sure.
I took the fucking hard way to get to where I am. I got my brother in the studio. He took the very hard way.
There was no cutting corners for me.
So, you did not pass go. No. You went straight to jail.
Yeah.
You know, we're not multimillionaires, so I can't tell you how to run your businesses. And I'm not here to be that guy. I'm the guy who's going to tell you to check in on your friends and to be a good person. And if you need something, reach out, you know, and a lot of people who listen to the show are our personal friends, you know, and I know everybody's going through something.
Yes. FHFO. Yeah. Friends help, friends out.
Yes. We are going to trademark that and put on a t-shirt.
Yeah, we own that now. I own it. Trademark. Trademark. Shattered Wisdom.
Today. Yeah, yeah. We got
2014, March 29th.
Yeah, we got it. We got it on recording.
You got room on your knuckles for that, Jeremy.
I do. I was just thinking I should probably tattoo that so you guys are supported.
I have some ink. If you find a machine, I'll do it for you.
I'm fucking in.
I got black, red, and white.
Really?
Yeah. When Greg came and visited me,
he left his ink?
I got black, red, and white ink.
I'll make you a tattoo gun right now.
No, we'll get a legit one. We'll figure it out.
It's a pussy.
Fine, make one. I don't care.
Yeah, sure. You got a Walkman somewhere.
Do you have like a old stereo downstairs? I'll just take the motor out of it.
You sure it's still down there?
No, but...
We can go to a yard sale.
We can go do a yard sale. A
fucking yard sale?
Why not? Let's get weird.
All right.
I got an Xbox in the next room.
The Xbox. That's how we made them in Pahrump.
Dude, we could probably go on fucking OfferUp and find a cheap-ass one right now.
Let's do it.
100%. We can get tattoo guns all day for cheap.
Fuck it, let's do it.
I'll do your knuckles.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Fuck,
I'll do a stencil and everything.
All right.
And I'm an artist. Like, I'm not going to do some fucking janky-ass weird shit. Like,
fucking, yeah, I'm down.
Okay. You heard it live.
It's live. I mean, this is making the podcast.
Fuck yeah, let's do
it. All right, fuck it, let's do it. All right, I need a drink.
I need a tattoo. Dude,
Jerry needs whiskey. Jeremy needs ink. I need something to do with my idle time.
I just got a tattoo from Zach the Ripper, man. And while I'm there, I'm like, bad idea. When I get home, I'm like, ooh, look at this.
I'm same way.
Yeah, like, and he's getting his back done, and his back is coming out so fucking dope.
I love being tattooed.
Yes.
I do not like getting tattooed.
100%.
I love it all. Man.
You're a different kind of guy, though.
Jeremy's built different.
Dude, tops on my feet, bottoms on my... The bottoms fucking hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. No. My mommy's way.
No. No. I'm good.
The one where... Somewhere in the middle of the top and the bottom.
So I
that cream filler.
Yeah. That $100 bill. Because women like to blow money.
No. That's stupid.
That's whatever. Just go.
People get it. I mean, that's a tattoo that people get.
Your buddy got an anchor, so he
my
can
buddy
drop anchor.
Port, in, yeah, drop anchor in every
report.
Port.
That's legit.
My buddy Schwab is a fucking legend, bro.
I just got a smiley face.
God, I have nothing.
Pussy.
Hell, you are what you eat.
Bag of dicks, Jack. Fucking bag of dicks. Johnny fucking Frostbite.
Johnny fucking Frostbite. I got that unicorn still tied up. He's shitting rainbows everywhere.
He's shitting rainbows. I've seen it.
Come on, Medbury. Pay attention. What are we drinking, Brother Bear?
Sorry, man. You guys got on a tangent. So this is called Old Forester.
Uh-huh.
So I was at Costco, and I never go shopping. I fucking hate especially Costco. There's a million people in there. Nobody knows how to get the fuck out of the way. Everybody wants to fucking park in the aisles and fucking stand there and look and fucking be looky-loos. And I can't stand it. I can't do it. I cannot be in that building for too long. And I was telling JJ, like, we went there for, like, dog food. I'm like, get the fucking dog food.
You can't ever go to Costco for one thing.
No.
That's not a thing.
Not once ever. So we were walking by the wine. You know, they have the wine and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they have Camus, right? And I really like Camus.
It's $75 a bottle.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, so...
Fuck?
But I don't... Why? Yeah.
Cheap? $75 for a bottle of wine is cheap?
Yeah, for Camus, for absolutely. Camus,
if you go to a restaurant, it's a minimum of $150.
So it's half off at Costco.
At Costco. Yeah. But we don't support them. We support Dofa Winery. Yeah, but definitely. I was just saying. So we were walking past the the wine aisle. And I told JJ, hey, man, you want to get some wine? And she said, for what? And I said, I don't know, the shelves? She said, we have four cases under the stairs that we haven't even taken out of the boxes yet. And I said, okay.
How about more than that. I can't army crawl under your stairs.
It's fucking ridiculous. Maybe we raffle off a fucking wine night with one of our listeners or something so we can polish some bottles. Because I have like an absolute fucking ton.
Like every night?
Probably. I mean, we could do it every night for like a month and a half.
You guys first moved in, we really tried to put a dent.
Yeah, we didn't.
The first time I opened that door, I was looking for a broom. And boy, was I shocked.
Yeah.
No broom.
Yeah.
No.
Holy shit.
Why is there all this wine where your room should be?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and my wine fridges are full. That's why it's all sitting in the dark under the stairs. Like, I don't have any room for it.
It's okay.
So JJ said, stop buying wine. So I said, all right, I'll just get our dofo shipments from here on out for a little while. So so we walked down an aisle, and I was like, oh, bourbon. Let's see what they have.
Sure.
You know, and, oh, excuse me, they have the, you know, the standard stuff. They have Bullet and fucking Jim and fucking Jack and all this shit, you know. And I'm like, I need something different.
Yeah.
So they had this Old Forester on there, and I was reading it, and it's, the bottle says, the first bottle of bourbon. And I don't know if that's true, but it's from the distillery, I'm guessing, opened in 1910.
Damn, pre-prohibition.
Yeah, so it's called, this is just old fine whiskey. 93 proof, 46.5%. Looks like a nice bottle, man. I have high hopes for this. If it is bad, we'll figure it out right now.
Whatever, let's try it.
It's dark.
It is dark.
It's dark as fuck. Some cork sounds good. God damn, there's so much fucking...
You gotta drink some of that water.
You gotta drink the water because my fucking ice melted.
Alright, here we go.
Can I get that glass?
Yes, absolutely.
You don't want to drink your water?
No, just pour it in there. Fuck it. Jeremy?
Well,
Jeremy has some...
Jeremy's got some other stuff that we like.
He's got some good shit there.
So, if
you couldn't figure out by now, Jeremy, Jarrett's brother, again, has joined us.
Yeah, yeah. So we got Jeremy in the studios today. So cheers. Cheers, brother. Yeah,
absolutely. But you are right there, Jeremy. It is...
It looks like a Coke. It looks like we have a Coca-Cola in the glass.
It does. It looks like a whiskey and Coke. It
looks like a mixed drink. Very smooth, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to...
I'm not upset about it. This is... You know, and it could be because we have been drinking today.
Because it's fucking two-a-day Fridays.
Yeah. So, it's not bad, though. We might even let Jeremy have some of it.
No, I like it. How about we... let's force Jeremy to do the wives question, though.
Big question.
He knows the routine. How many times have you been on the show now, Jeremy?
This is three or four.
Are you sure? It might be like four.
Yeah. Or five. Well, he likes to pop in and drop it and say hi and drop it like it's hot.
He comes by hoping that we're doing a podcast. So
I know. He came in here. There are fucking four Coors Light cans in here. He came ready.
Yeah.
So I start downstairs, and I know you guys are podcasting, so I crack them downstairs so that I don't fuck up your podcast. But I like to just come and hang out with you guys.
You're good. How about you talk into the mic when you're up here with
fuck
us?
Fuck you.
I was gone for a couple of days. I asked Jeremy to come over here and water a plant for me. He came over here every day I was gone.
That's not true.
Never watered my plant.
That's true. I didn't water the plant, but I wasn't over here every day.
Sure. You're over here enough to water my plant, you motherfucker.
Speaking of the mic, what you got there, Jeremy?
What do you got? What does it say?
This is a you guys question, not a me question.
Do you want to pick another one then before you read it?
Yeah. Well, I read it, but yeah, it's not for me, so let's...
Okay. Is it a Jack and Jared question exclusively?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it's just
something that you couldn't answer because you were in prison. Grab that big ass piece of paper right there on top. Right there. No, the big one.
That's what. Yeah, that one.
Grab that one. Hopefully it's a listener question.
It looks like it's written.
Okay, talking to the microphone.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 5 years from now? Oh boy. Hopefully not digging ditches.
Mm-hmm.
10 years from now. I don't know. Maybe I'll have a house and a wife. 15 years from now.
Don't even say more kids.
I was going to say, I hope not grandkids.
Fuck, man.
I hope not.
I mean, that would put her at 26.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Jesus.
Hopefully not back in prison for having to kill somebody.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
worst case scenario. Let's hope not. Back in the clink. Jarrett?
5 years, if this thing takes off, I'll be right here in this chair in 5 years.
Yeah, maybe in a different studio.
Yeah, space, yeah. If we get some studio space.
Sponsors and all that kind of stuff.
Because this is, I want to do this. Like, I like this. I have fun with this. And if we can live off of this, I would love to do this.
I'll tack in on that. Because people can't see this, they don't know us. Some people that do listen to the show know us, but they don't live in this space like you and I do. This is just a really kind of organic thing.
Yeah,
that's kind of taken legs
and
grown and gone and done, and it's dope. I would love for this to still be going on in 5 years and see where it takes us.
Yeah, in 5 years we'll have fucking 600 episodes out.
Oh my god,
we will be on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Regulars.
Yeah. So then in 10 years, so 5 years after that, I want to do this exclusively. Like, I really like my job, but if I can do this, which I'm very passionate about, like, and don't get me wrong, like, I love my job. I'm in sales. I get to deal with people.
Oh, yeah.
And if this whole thing never worked out or we never did it, I'd be perfectly content with my current situation with my life. But if we're talking hypotheticals, man, 10 years, man, we are traveling, doing shows on the road. We are going city to city and doing this, exactly this, having conversations, interacting with crowds. And then in 15 years, if we are still doing this, we are going to be on a chunk of land somewhere with our big ass fucking compound.
Yeah.
And hanging out and not having to worry about anything.
Yeah. 5 years puts me at 48 years old with an 18-year-old.
Yep.
So if this hasn't taken flight like we've expected it to, that puts me in a real pivotal moment in my life.
Yep.
Puts me at the same house. Obviously advanced in my career and advanced in my life with my kids.
Right.
10 years puts me at a second 18-year-old. and one that will be out of college and into her own professional life and career. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, if this thing takes flight and takes wings and does what it potentially could do,
right?
I would foresee us in a very different place. And Kendra and I have talked about this before too. Is that we're not going to retire in the state of California. That's not a thing.
No.
And when the girls finally get out of high school and go somewhere to do whatever, we will follow them, and hopefully. My children are smart enough to know that you're never going to have a financial reality in the state of California as a young single person unless one of your older relatives leaves you a tremendous amount of money. So if they figure out whatever state that's going to be in, we are going to follow them to that state.
Yeah.
So, but I think 5, 10, 15, but then 15. I mean, if this thing is doing real well, I'm down, dude. Compound.
Yeah.
Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, somewhere.
Anywhere but here.
Not here.
Yeah.
Plan is developed. We are there. Friends and family are there, and we are fucking.
Yeah. If we can do this and make enough money to take care of our people, right? Because we have kids and friends and family, and there's a lot of people that I would like to bring with us. You know, I mean, I have a lot of friends who, if I ever make it, like, they're coming with me. You know.
Oh yeah.
And if that can be achieved, I would welcome it. I mean, like, I'm like, people get rich later on in life by accident, right? They started this thing at 40 or whatever, and we started a podcast, man, and kind of just as a thing that we were just like, oh, we'll get on here, we'll shoot the shit for our friends, and then it grew legs, and now it's starting to become a thing. And I never expected that. I didn't come into this thing thinking like, oh man, we're gonna do this now, and I'm gonna quit my job. We're gonna be famous, and we're gonna this and that and this and that. And I didn't come in with any of those expectations or aspirations. If it happens, great. And if not, then not. I mean, it's life gives you what it gives you.
But you know, by the time that this episode actually comes out, we're over 50 episodes out.
Yeah, and we are gaining followers rapidly.
Like, that's fucking crazy. And I've made this joke and saying before, there's 2 million podcasts out there.
Yes.
You could look at how many have gone through one and then gone, fuck this, and 5 and 10 and 15, 20, whatever increments. By the time you get to 50, there are not 2 million episodes out there that have 50 episodes. I'm sorry, 2 million podcasts that have 50 episodes. No. The more we do, the more narrow of a group that we're getting into.
Right. And I have to give a shout out to JJ because she does all of our everything, all of our social media, all of our networking, all of our blah, 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 blah. JJ edits all of our shit, and she spends real fucking time doing this, and I appreciate it. You know, and it's not something that pays her right now. Go ahead.
Thanks, bud.
Taking a piss in his cup. It's not something that pays her right now, you know, and it's not something that I ever expected to take off. But if it does, and I can put JJ on the staff, you know, like I would appreciate to be able to pay her for her time.
And same thing with like Kendra's our other side. Like, hey, do these TikToks, do this. She's a trend follower. Yeah. Come up with all these other ideas. I mean, if the four of us could just do this,
it'd be phenomenal.
Because they're the brains.
They are the brains behind the whole thing. They write all of the. They started writing all the questions. They came up with a lot of the topics.
Oh yeah.
Like we're going to talk about. We're going to actually get into a subject today, even though we're 20 minutes in. But
fuck these people.
I'm so envious of the two of you with your women, strong women behind you.
In 6 days, it'll be my 15-year wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Am I invited to the party?
No, dude. This is. There's two people in this. After 15 years of fucking marriage, there are no more parties. It's just us.
Yeah, unless we do dinner or something nice.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, so.
So you're going to invite me?
No.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll save all the shameless stuff for the end because we're pretty long in the tooth on this one. We're long in the tooth. Yeah, so we started a clock and we are at 22 minutes. I don't know what it's going to be at on your thing. And we haven't even got into what we're talking about yet. The topic of the day. We are going to talk about concerts.
Yes. I love concerts.
Yeah.
And I love music.
Right.
Like, Kendra loves to do stuff. Like, when she cleans around the house, she wants a TV on. Mm-hmm. And we bought a model home. Mm-hmm. And the model has, well, our house is one story. And there are speakers that were installed everywhere in the house.
In the roof.
All in the ceiling.
Yeah, in the ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he can play surround sound throughout his whole house.
So what I can do is we bought these little amps, and Jared has one for his speakers in the backyard. I can play music through my entire house and my backyard off Wi-Fi, all that kind of shit. So when it's me, I'm playing my music, and my music is not the music that my wife and children and a lot of people like, but I like my shit. So I love music, and I prefer to listen to music when I do stuff. Kendra prefers to have a TV show in the background.
Right. Yeah, no, especially like if you're cleaning or doing something, man, like it's nice to have music, you know, and I'm sure you don't turn on the music at 5 o'clock in the morning when you're up and cleaning. And
I put my wireless headphones in. No one wants to hear Slayer at fucking 5:30 when I'm doing dishes but me.
Yeah. So what's the first concert you went to?
Actually, so some of my background, I got when I moved into I guess my forever home with my parents. Mm-hmm. My next door neighbor, Jeff Parnacki, and shout out to Jeff, who's a fucking dear friend of mine and a good friend of the show. We all grew up with a group of boys. We grew up in Meadowview, and we called ourselves like the Meadowview crew, the MVC, the Meadowview crew. And our very dear friend, Drew, his brother, Josh, was super into punk rock.
Okay.
But punk rock, Josh was a punker in the 70s. 70s, 80s, Mohawk, safety pin through the nose. He had crates of vinyl punk rock records. And so Drew was the same way. Drew had the leather jacket with the studs and the spikes and Dr. No painted on it, the Subhumans. And for those of you who listen to punk rock, real punk rock and all that kind of shit, you know what I'm talking about. But Drew lived that. So we always listened to punk rock. So I got really into punk rock. You know, punk and like ska. Ska is kind of like a subset, like horns and reggae with punk rock. Mm-hmm. So I think the first concert I went to was the Supertones, who's actually is like a ska band that we all went and saw. I was like 16 or 17 years old. That was the first concert I went to.
Hmm. Okay.
What about you?
How old were you when you went to that?
I was 16 or so. Orion, I think Orion drove. So he and I are fucking 3 weeks or 2 months apart. So we were 16 at least.
So my first concert was a country concert at Glen Helen. It was Jason Aldean.
Okay.
It was the first show that he had done since the Route 91 shooting.
Oh man, that was recent.
You know, is that your stomach? That shit came through as a soundbite, bro. Jeremy hasn't eaten in 3 days. So we saw Jason Aldean. That was my first concert. We had just grasped, you know, just general admission to the grass. And I went with JJ and Chris Fowler. And then...
that was your first concert?
Yeah.
How old were you?
33? 32?
God damn.
Yeah, so I tell everybody, man, I miss life. So I grew up You know, and at 18, I went in the military, and then I did 8 years.
Yeah.
And I was always deployed, and then I spent 3 years in Sicily. So I'll take that back. In 8th grade, in 8th grade.
20 years earlier.
Yeah, a girl won the Oreo contest for NSYNC to come sing at our school.
Shut the fuck up.
And NSYNC came and did a performance at my school in my cafeteria when I was in 8th grade.
Hey, Blink-182 played a show at my high school.
Did they?
Yeah.
So
it's a little better than fucking NSYNC.
We boot them off stage
because they're fake punk rock.
Yeah. So I don't consider that because it wasn't. But whatever, they performed there. But yeah, no, I tell everybody, man, I missed life being in the military, man. I didn't get to do all the things that my friends were doing. I wasn't going to concerts and doing all those things, you know. And
yeah.
And now that I'm, you know, older me. I don't want to deal with the fucking people. Like nothing sounds worse to me than sitting in line for 4 hours to get into Glen Helen, to miss the openers, to stand in line for an hour to get a beer, to wait 6 hours to get home. Like none of that sounds appealing to me.
Jeremy, what was your first concert?
I seen Pantera in 99.
Oh yeah.
Huh. Oh yeah. So the funny thing about it is Nickelback opened for Pantera.
What?
Before fucking Nickelback was anybody. Yeah.
Wow. So I went to the Summer Sanitarium Tour.
That's a good one.
In 99.
Okay.
And saw Korn, System of a Down, Metallica. I forget who the other one was. And it was at the LA Coliseum.
So Nickelback opened. Static X was there. Morbid Angel.
Oh, I love Static X.
Lamb of God.
Oh, I love them.
Mm-hmm. Lamb of God is the shit, bro. I was holy fuck. They put on the best con. I was like, man.
How old were you?
14. I went with Bobby.
You went with Bobby? Oh, yeah. Bobby. So we have we had an older stepbrother named Bobby, and it was our introduction to Slayer and Metallica and Pantera. Yeah.
Bro, I used to fall asleep to Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And he was all about it. And this is when you had CDs.
Yeah.
What year was this?
99.
Okay, so I saw Static X. Static X, Dope.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Okay, Dope's
a badass band.
I'll never forget. It was Static X, Dope, Insolence, and Grasp was the name of the... Those were four bands. They played at a little shitty dive bar in Tempe, Arizona.
So you know who Phil Anselmo's other band is, right? Is
Down?
Super Joint Ritual.
Well, so he's also in Down.
Yeah. So I seen in 2003, I seen Super Joint Ritual at the Smokeout Tour.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, with Linkin Park.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No, but when we went and saw Static X, there was a 21 and older and 21 and younger section.
Huh.
This is inside a bar. You know how they separated it? Chain link fence inside in a bar.
Huh.
So I'm a freshman in college, Arizona State. We go to see this band. And I listened to the CD. I listened to my buddy had a Static X CD. I'm like, they sound good. Let's go. It was like $9.
That's it.
$9. It was super cheap. And this girl went with us. And she had, I'll never forget, she had white sneakers on, jean shorts, and like a white tank top. And she was blonde-haired and blue-eyed. And I looked at her and I said, do you know the type of music we're going to see? And she said, yeah, can you see that band Static X? I like them. And I went, you don't look... You are a grain of salt and a pepper shaker, sweetheart. Yeah. We showed up and she was... Everybody turned and looked at her. You were like a ray of sunshine in a fucking rain cloud. We get in there and we're up against the chain link fence. Right? And Static X is playing. It's a fucking great concert. And these people are behind us just shaking the fence back and forth. We're getting smacked by this fence. The mosh pit is one guy away from us. And I look over and this girl is... Her white sneakers are now black. There's beer getting spilled on us. I'm like, fuck yeah, devil horns, boo! When I got home, my back was bleeding. Literally bleeding because the fucking chain link fence was getting beat into me. I don't even think I saw that girl ever again.
She disappeared in the mosh pit?
No, she disappeared from our lives.
she could be in a shallow grave somewhere.
God rest her soul. I don't know what happened to her, man. We made it up. It was fucking crazy. I can't believe that she fucking went and did it.
Yeah, I mean, crazy things have happened.
But that was like my third concert.
You know who Steel Panther is?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. So, my bachelor party, I went to go see Steel Panther with my ex-wife's uncle and her brother-in-law. And he worked at the House of Blues, bro, and he got us tickets. That was the funniest fucking show ever.
Oh, it's craziness.
Bro, he brought some Asian lady on the fucking stage, and he dropped down to his knees, and he put his fucking head in her fucking vagina, and he was like... Smells like fish.
Oh,
and I was like, shut the fuck up, bro. Fucking funny and badass, though.
What was Jarrett, now all of us, what's your favorite concert?
So I got on a train where I just started going to concerts, right? Like
what, between 34 and how are you now? 37?
36. The last 2 years.
Yeah. I've been to a lot of concerts in the last 2 years. So my buddy Bobby is a member of the Foundation Room at House of Blues, and he gets tickets to see everybody. You know, so I've seen Riley Green there. I've seen Aaron Lewis. I've seen Bryce Vines. I've seen a lot of people there. We went to a concert there. We
saw Social Distortion.
Social D.
Ooh.
I think my favorite, man, like, I think my favorite concert that I've been to so far has been Hardy. Opened up for Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
So we saw that in San Diego. We had really good seats. And I like Morgan Wallen, don't get me wrong, but I'm a Hardy fan. And Hardy opened up for him and killed the fucking show. So what a lot of people don't know about Hardy is that everybody who has a number one hit right now, Hardy probably wrote it. He writes songs for everybody.
When Morgan Wallen sings a lot of Hardy songs.
Yeah, yeah. So I was looking for a Hardy concert because I just wanted to see him. And then it turned out he was opening for Morgan Wallen, and JJ was like, let's go. Let's fucking do it. So we went down there and saw him, man, and Hardy killed it. Hardy is probably one of my favorite artists right now, you know, and he, like I said, he writes everybody's shit, man. But that guy put on a fucking show.
Nice.
So I think my favorite concert was I'm going to say it's a Hardy concert, but it was the Morgan Wallen, but Hardy opened for him.
How about you, Jeremy? What was your favorite?
Probably by far the 99 Pantera.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, it was iconic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Static X, that dude's dead.
So is Dimebag. Yeah,
Dimebag. I've seen Dimebag in 99.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's iconic, man. And it was a good time. Like, I was young, but that's, like, by far still my favorite fucking concert.
Okay. I think, so I love, like, punk rock is one of my favorite genres. And Kendra makes fun of me all the time because she's like, oh, nobody likes your music. I go to a lot of concerts alone.
Okay.
Because there's...
Invite.
I know, Jeremy. Well, this is pre-you. I love a lot of punk rock. I love a lot of heavy metal. I love a lot of bands that aren't necessarily... Don't do big, giant shows. So, for those fans out there that are like Rancid, Lars Fredriksson of Rancid and Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards also started a band called the Old Firm Casuals. Great band. If you like Oi...
Mm-hmm.
Like traditional Oi punk rock, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Good fucking shit. They came to the Chain Reaction in Anaheim, which is a $12 Uber ride for me. And it's the size of the downstairs of Jarrett's house.
Jesus.
And I paid like $20.
Mm-hmm.
And Lars Fredriksson, I'm a huge Rancid fan. I love all their shit they do. And I got to stand. I was three people back, and it cost me $20 to see him. And they start coming out. Hey, we're the Old Firm Casuals. And I'll never forget. I look up, and there's a sign on the wall that says, no mosh pits.
That's about to be a fucking myth.
Large Frenchman looks out and he takes his hand and he does this motion and he just makes this circular motion.
You already know.
Circle up, motherfuckers.
And I went, oh, cool. We're going to be in a circle pit. There's going to be a circle pit. And all of a sudden, I am in the circle pit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And I spent the next 35 minutes in a fucking circle pit and listened to that and all the songs I loved and all that. And I came out and I was, it was midnight and I was fucking fired up. I was, the Uber ride home, the guy was like, I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm like, dude, I saw this band and my ears are ringing. I'm like, this guy, man. I'm probably yelling at this poor Uber driver on the way home because my ears are ringing. Great concert. Went to it by myself, drank a bunch of whiskey before I went. That's went by myself.
So I'll tell you what, man. My brother Zach, he's not on the show today, but he told me the best performer that he's ever seen, Kanye West.
Really?
Yeah. He said that dude puts on a fucking show. And in my brother's, you know, like punk rock and my, you know, like if you met my brother, both of my brothers, you would not think that they were into Kanye West. But Zach said, man, that dude put on a fucking show. You don't like Kanye West, you bitch.
You said both my brothers. Like, I've never seen Kanye West.
I know. That's why I said that. Both my brothers, you would never guess if they listen to Kanye West. Jeremy doesn't.
Yeah, thanks. Fuck, thanks for the clarification.
Yeah. Jeremy's a fucking sociopath, so he only likes things where people are screaming at him. But yeah, no, Zach told me that that was his favorite fucking concert, man. How about, what's the worst show you've been to?
So.
Here we go.
Here's how I'll premise it. I like rock.
Yep.
And a lot of rock genres. I like classic rock.
Yep.
I like Southern rock. I like, you know, like Led Zeppelin. I like Lynyrd Skynyrd. I like Blackstone Cherry. I like Monster Truck. I like Slayer. I like Metallica. I like Pantera. I like Fear Factory. I love like industrial metal.
Did they get their name from Fear Factor?
No, they were out before that.
Way before.
I love punk rock. Old school hardcore punk rock. Those are my genres. That's my wheelhouse.
Right, okay.
But I also like Adele.
Right. No, because she can sing her ass off.
She can sing her ass off. And my fucking Spotify.
What the fuck?
Will bro, play, it'll go from fucking.
Dude, it'll play Raining Blood, and then it'll play Hello, and I will lip sync to both of them. Yeah. I will air drum to Raining Blood.
Oh, shit.
Dude, oh, that's my shit. That's my shit. And I like some reggae. And I
let
like
me
some
find
shit
out
like
that your 5 o'clock fucking mix list.
No, it's always random. But I've been dragged to a lot of country concerts.
Are you going to say the Lady Antebellum concert? It's
Lady A?
It might be Lady A because I just like, and I get it. Country is...
Not for Jack.
Not for me, but it is... So if you watch like American Idol, country is...
It is. Most of those dudes win.
Most of those dudes win. It's one of the fastest growing, biggest marketplaces for America. I can't get behind it. I like some stuff, like Warren Zeters. I love the Ride the Lightning song.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Well, because we were...
Oh, man. Weeping Willow and fucking... He's got a bunch of good ones.
He's got some good ones, but Ride the Lightning
is my only one on...
We were in Alaska, and there was lightning strikes by us, and I'm blaring on repeat Ride the Lightning, because we are either going to fucking die, or we're going to have really good stories to tell.
So I honestly think it was probably that, because I went to that concert. I'm like, dude, I'm not behind this. I don't like it. It's not my jam. And Kendra goes, just get drunk. And I go, no, because I'm just going to get drunk and I'm just going to get angry because I don't fucking like this shit.
Yeah, but Jack's a good sport because he comes to a lot of the concerts that we want to go to that he does not necessarily give a fuck about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I'm here. Like, I like a lot of different music and I'll go to fucking death metal and I'll do all those things. I like music of all types. But
what's your worst concert?
Chris Stapleton.
Really?
Oh, really?
At and it wasn't just because
I was gonna say he can fucking sing.
It wasn't just like he. It had nothing to do with him. It was just the worst concert I've ever been to. So Dwight Yoakam opened for Chris Stapleton.
Fuck.
But I missed it because I was in the fucking waiting line to get in. So I was in line for like 2.5-3 hours to get in. Ugh. And then when we got there, we went to go get beers, and I missed the complete opener, right? And then it was me and Chris Fowler, the girl he was with, who will not be named, and and JJ. And towards the end of the concert, this girl was fucking wrecked and tells JJ, come with me. And then fucking leaves JJ. Like, hey, I gotta go, and just fucking dips out on JJ and leaves JJ. And JJ's texting me, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. Like, I don't know how to find you. I'm fucking lost. I'm scared. Like, fucking come help me. And I'm fucking freaking out because at this venue, there's no cell phone service because there's a trillion fucking people there. So I'm freaking out. I can't. I'm like frustration sets in so bad for me. And when I get frustrated, I just get mad. I get fucking angry.
Yeah.
So I'm.
I've seen you. I've seen it.
So I'm then just fucking mad. And I'm telling Chris, like, I can't fucking believe this. Like, you know, I'm going off on Chris because it was the person that he was with. And I was upset, you know, visibly and fucking obviously not in a good spot, man. And it was spotty text messages, right? So, like, my text messages would get delivered. And then she would send, like, whatever she was sending me before that would. So I'm, like, getting fucking mad. So we go out. So I finally find her. Chris tries to walk out with his beer. They won't let him out. So he's like, all right, well, you guys go. I'll meet you back at the car. So I break off when I take JJ left. That girl's sitting in the parking lot talking to some dude. Ugh. And I was like, first of all, motherfucker, get your shit because we're getting the fuck out of here. And if you don't fucking come with me right now, I'll leave you here. I don't give a fuck. So we fucking find the car and then we can't get out. I mean, like, the line of people to get out is not moving. So we sat there and drank in that parking lot for probably another 2 hours.
Jesus.
And then at Glen Helen, they have a back way out, like by some dirt bike track and shit. Yep. So they opened that and I was like, get in. We're fucking, I don't even give a fuck how long this takes. Like, get the fuck out of here. It was the worst night that I've ever paid for.
What
about you, Jeremy?
Find the fire roads. There's a whole set of fire roads that go back through that way.
Yeah.
Worst concert? I don't think I've had a bad concert, to be honest with you. But if I had to pick one, it would be the last one I went to. And it's not because of anything. It was just a small venue.
Hmm.
And they put on a great fucking show, bro. Like, I haven't seen them in years and years and years. And I was so excited to go. And I went with my buddy Matt. And I was in Utah. But it was just a small venue. There was only four bands.
Hmm.
But I thought all the concerts I've been to have been good.
I'll tell you one of my Kendra's worst concert. They were and saw Imagine Dragons.
Hmm.
She was so excited.
We saw that guy on a cruise.
We saw him.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, Dan from Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, we saw him.
That is a big motherfucker.
He's a giant human.
He's like 6'7".
Yeah,
he's
no tall. Shit.
Yeah, he's
I got a picture, and he is towering over all of us.
Ah.
And Kendra went, I don't think she was pregnant. Maybe she was, but she was so excited, and her friends got so drunk. They got kicked out of the concert. And Jesus. Kendra was like, fuck them. She goes, I'm sober. I'm not going with them. I'm sober. I can stay. And they went, nope, you're together. You all have to go. And Kendra had to get kicked out. I think she was pregnant. And she was like, are you fucking serious? Like, I really want to see. But her friends were so drunk, they got kicked out.
Jesus.
I've been drunk at every concert I've been to, except for...
What's the point of going to a concert? $20 beers?
No, but I mean, they were
annihilated
beyond.
So up here, JJ put dream concert. So there's no, I don't think that there's anybody that I am like, oh my God, like I have to see this person before I die. Like there's not a single person that I'm terribly worried about, man, because like anything else, everybody has songs that maybe you don't know or you don't care about.
Yeah.
And if I go to see that person, then they're singing their popular songs at the end of the night. I'll skip your whole fucking, the whole beginning of your set. I don't give a fuck about songs that you sing about bullshit I don't care about.
Time to go buy a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look at like Coachella. I'll never go to Coachella. And I don't like festivals. I don't like all this big giant shit.
A
4 day. But like you were saying, Jared, but like, it's 2.5 hours to get in.
Yeah.
We saw Dierks Bentley. Bentley.
I saw Dierks Bentley, yeah.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay.
Saw him. I went against my will. Kendra's friends, all this kind of shit. We had a good time. I drank way too much. And I was like, we got to go. Like, I'm
yeah, when I get to that point, when I say we have to go.
Yeah, and Kendra's like, let's go. We had to walk a mile and a half to get an Uber.
No shit.
And we left early, but it was an hour and a half wait to get an Uber. Mm. So we walked a mile and a half through the Hollywood fucking hills.
Right.
To get to an Uber. So, like, that's not fun for me. Like, the Glen Helens, the big giant shows, that kind of shit. I like seeing big name bands, but, like, I don't want to sit there and do it. And Coachella, by the way, there is so much in Coachella. I don't know.
They have stages.
Yeah, but I don't know 75% of the bands.
No.
And the other 25%, I want to see one band.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to pay all that money to see that shit. No. A dream concert for me are like mine. I love my punk rock shows. I love going and seeing my shows at the Riverside Municipal Auditorium that only seats 500 people.
Right.
I love seeing at the House of Blues. I've seen NOFX twice.
Yeah.
House of Blues and the Riverside Municipal Auditorium. Chevelle. Saw Chevelle at the Municipal. And I stood next to the bass player from Static X.
The next time.
Me and Tony from fucking Static X. Like, jammed out to Chevelle.
The next time you look online and you see a fucking concert you want to go to, you let me know. I'll go with you.
I definitely will hit you up.
Yeah. I'll go as your bouncer.
The Casualties. Actually, the Casualties are going to be at the Observatory in Santa Ana.
That's within my territory. We're good to go.
But these are the shows that I look at. And these are the Glass House in Pomona, Riverside Municipal. These are all these little shit shows. And Kendra goes, oh, why? I go, could you pay $25 to stand third row back from Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, to see anybody. No.
The fuck
she goes, no. You could pay $25,000.
Sure.
And you can't get there. So
Taylor Swiftie.
Yeah, but I agree with you, Jared. I don't necessarily have like a dream concert. No. I've seen Metallica. I've seen like Kid Rock, Paramount for $1,000. I've
Metallica,
seen
Metallica.
Like, I'd like to go see Slipknot. That'd be fun.
When I lived in Vegas, I went to go. I was going to go see Metallica and it was like 3 days before some shit. Dude, the tickets were like $700 fucking dollars.
Yeah.
Well, for nosebleeds. Like, no.
Kendra's boss, they are buying tickets to see Red Hot Chili Peppers, $1,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, 3 hours of entertainment. If I'm paying 3 hours for entertainment.
She better be high class.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a happy ending.
Yeah. I better get mine at the end. Yeah.
Several happy endings.
You're taking a Cialis and a Viagra, huh, motherfucker?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And all the whiskey. And I don't care if you don't manage your time properly. I will manage
mine. I'm going to manage mine.
Yeah, I got you for $1,000.
Yeah.
Your hair's going to stick to your ear. I don't care. Shut the fuck up.
About Mary.
So there's genres, right? Like, I like everything, man. Like how your playlists will go from one thing to another. Like, mine will go from country to Journey.
Oh, yeah.
To Metallica.
Yeah.
To Skrillex. Like,
everywhere. Yeah,
I like music.
You have an eclectic taste like I do.
Yeah, so like, I will listen to... But the only CD, band, and then this is me personally, but the only CD that I've ever listened to, first song to last song, was Usher's old stuff when I was a kid.
Oh, man. Because, Genuine?
Yeah, because every song was good.
Fuck you, Jack.
But now I, like...
That ain't me.
But everybody. I mean, like, there's punk rock guys, and there's Metallica and shit like that. Like, I will listen to a lot of their songs, but I don't fuck with every song that they sing.
I agree. There's a lot of bands that I love. Like, I love Slipknot.
Yeah.
Slipknot is a fucking great band. Corey Taylor, the lead singer of Slipknot, people can talk shit on metal, but Corey Taylor can fucking sing.
Yes.
And if you listen to other stuff that Corey Taylor's done, he did Stone Sour's another band they did. He's done some stuff with Dave Grohl, and he's done some other stuff. And he's done some concerts where he sings cover songs.
Yeah.
That motherfucker can sing.
So there's I like Rammstein. I like those kinds of guys.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I hear them motherfuckers put on a great show.
They just got allowed to tour back. You know, they were banned from touring the United States.
Well, I'm sure they probably lit some shit on fire or something.
Well, they had fake dicks, and they were doing all this crazy shit. Well,
they do fucking flamethrowers attached to their faces and shit. Yeah,
they had flamethrowers on their face.
Yeah. So there are some folks that put on really good concerts and genres, and I like that. And there are some I'm just like...
So there's this guy that I follow right now. He goes by Alex the Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's from Slaughter to Prevail.
Slaughter to Prevail. He is a goddamn animal.
He's yeah. Russian.
He's Russian.
Yeah. Have you seen the video with him and the bear?
Yeah, where he's fighting the bear? Yeah.
He's fighting the bears.
He's the dude that wears the mask, right? The fucking... No.
Yeah, yeah, he wears a mask. But he like, screams without a mic. Yeah. And then smash. Poof. I'm like, this dude's fucking with nuts. It. Like, he's but he's fucking hilarious. I follow him on Instagram. He's fucking hilarious. And his shit, their music is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. He's if you can't get fired up listening to Slaughter to Prevail.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Mushroom Head.
Okay.
Bro.
Dude, it's funny you say that. So Kendra's boss. Very put together, very whatever. Super
good dude.
Super good dude. Hardcore Mushroom Head fan.
No shit.
I have seen Mushroom Head with him.
But they put on a good fucking show. And that guy, you know, that there was somebody who said, "Which one?" Mushroom Head, the singer. So
which one? They have two.
I don't fucking know, bro.
J-Man and Waylon.
Anyway, somebody said the fucking dude can't fucking sing, and he was like, "I can't sing, all right." And they put out a whole album with the dude just fucking...
Just ripped by himself.
Yeah, fucking... No, not by himself, but like getting it, like instead of just like screamo.
Yeah.
So here's the funny thing. We went and saw Mushroom Head at the Observatory in Santa Ana. So the Observatory in Santa Ana, again, small concert hall.
Right.
I'll tell you a funny story. There are two different, like, concert venues inside of it. Me and Kendra's boss and some of our buddies go to, like, the big side, and we walk in, and there's bouncers standing there, and we walk in, and it's a rap show. I don't know who it is. And we walk in, and the bouncer turns around, and he looks at all of us, and he goes, "You're probably here to see Mushroom Head."
Huh.
And we went... Oh, these guys are opening for him. He goes, "No, down the hall." So we went and saw Mushroom Head. The band that opened for Mushroom Head is called Doyle.
I've heard of Doyle.
And it is Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein from the Misfits.
Okay.
I have a fucking Misfits tattoo. I love the Misfits. Like Doyle, they played a couple Misfits songs. And I was like, I'm freaking out. And Renee's looking at me like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Then Mushroom Head came on. And Mushroom Head came on and played. And the guys from Mushroom Head are walking out into the fucking crowd.
No shit.
The guitar players are fucking standing next to me just jamming out. Masks on. We're all fucking jamming out. It was a fucking great show. And afterwards, I was like, Renee, that's Doyle von Wolfgang from the Misfits. And he looked at me and went, okay.
Yeah.
And I said, the Misfits.
Just another dude.
The punk rock band from the 70s. They sang a couple Misfits songs. I have met... fuck you, Renee. Whatever. It's my shit. And he's like, I'm glad you had a great time.
Concerts as we age, man. I don't have anything to compare my younger days to because I never went. But I can tell you now that I have a little bit of money in my pocket. If it's VIP, I'm going.
That's the way to go, yeah, for sure.
If it's not, if it's fucking first come, first serve, I'm not going.
I would rather pay VIP because, like you said, all the small shows I go to, I don't have to wait 2 hours to get in, get all that. It's fucking agony.
Yeah. I usually go, like, if you go to a small venue, you can get the bar area.
Yes.
Instead of going down and sitting wherever the fucking everybody else is. And you usually have the vantage point. So you can see everything better slightly. You're like not in the bullshit.
That was our Lady A concert. We were up at the fucking Sky Bar.
but it's way nicer. The other thing is private bathrooms.
Yeah, private bathrooms.
Yeah.
Which is a private porta potty, which, by the way, a private porta potty versus a public porta potty.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. So Hunter likes Connor Price.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you about that, right? When you guys were gone and I came over and I took him out and so I get in the truck and I said, "What do you want to listen to?" And he goes, "Put on Connor Price." And I was like, "Who the fuck is Connor Price?" Yeah.
So he's doing a concert here. Very small venue. tickets started selling for $25. They sold out instantly and their resale is like $100.
Sure.
That's not too bad.
So I'm going to take him. I mean, the fucking kid knows every word to this guy's songs.
All of them. You know what he told me? He said he puts a globe down and he spins it.
Yeah.
He told you the same shit, huh?
No, I've seen him do it on Facebook.
Yeah. So this is what he told me. He said he puts a globe down, and he spins it, and he fucking, wherever his finger lands, he gets a fucking artist from that.
Yeah.
that spot, and he fucking brings him out and fucking puts him on a fucking song.
So I found this guy a long time ago on like Facebook or whatever, and I started listening to him, and then Hunter was just like picked him up, just all about him. Like, I like this song, play this. Hunter knows more songs than I do. He's like, hey, he just dropped this fucking song, play this Troublemaker or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? But the dude, for me as a parent, for my son to like somebody, the dude doesn't fucking cuss. He's not a fucking, he's very clean. He's a like R&B guy. And he's just, like for my kid to like the music, I'm not upset with it. Like, he's not, you know, and JJ plays fucking Tupac and fucking all kinds of shit for him. And he could pick up some other shit, but he likes this dude, Connor Price, man.
Kendra gets in my truck and I play my music and I like skip. But she went and took Ella to see Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And Ella loves,
he's on a playlist, by the way.
Well, but Ella loves Ed Sheeran, is singing his songs, and they all went together, and I'm sure they were all fucking singing their song, and Ella came back. Life-changing experience to her to see Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, well.
She likes some of my music. Probably a better thing that Kendra took her to one of her concerts as opposed to mine.
My daughter gets in the truck, bro. I go see her every, you know, Saturday. We go bowling or whatever, and I drive her back to her mom, and I'm like, all right, let's listen to this music, and she goes, not country.
Huh.
Not country.
So we went to Social D.
Yes.
So we had VIP, which is the only way we roll. However, we decided we're going to go get in a mosh pit.
Yeah, my boxing coach was there.
Yeah, so your boxing coach, my buddy Bobby, Chris Fowler,
and you.
And me are pushing our way through. So we had to come out of VIP, go downstairs. House of Blues, I mean, like, you're upstairs, downstairs, that's it. So we're pushing through the crowd, and people are like, where are you going? And I'm like, to the mosh pit, pussy. Do you want to fucking come? And they're like, nope.
You and Chris. So Chris Fowler, for those of you who can't see at this point, is 6'5", 240.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he was probably 250 back then.
You're 6'3", 2...
I was probably 275 back
75.
Then.
75? Yeah. You two are in front. You're the icebreaker.
Yeah.
Right? If you ever seen a ship break ice...
The fucking spear on the fucking...
Yeah. And it's me and fucking Ian, Coach Ian behind me. Yeah, who, and Bobby. Coach Ian
and Bobby and was Bobby. Behind him. Yeah.
Ian is probably the most fucking terrifying person in the group. He is a MMA fighter, boxing. You put him in a mosh pit, he will fuck...
Everyone up. Yeah. Super humble dude, though. Super good dude.
I love Coach Ian to the end of the world and back, but these two icebreakers are just fucking...
We're just parting the fucking sea. Everybody's fucking moving.
You're like... At the end, they're like, just... They don't have to move. Everybody's just moving to let them...
They're fucking Moses. Yeah. Let my people through.
Yeah, dude. And we're going to the front. Like, and people are just moving the fuck out of the way. We're like...
We're here to mosh, and you fuckers are moving.
We're going to the fucking pit. Do you want to come or do you want to move? And motherfuckers are just moving.
Like, we'll move.
So we, the five of us, I think five of us, jump in this fucking pit and run this pit. And we are just, you know, doing our thing, fucking throwing children around. and throwing babies. I'm the biggest dude in this fucking pit, man. And I noticed people were like kind of avoiding me. I'm like, all right, man. So I go and stand on the side, man, and then I'm in the circle, but I'm standing. And Chris comes up next to me, man, and gives me a hug, and Jack comes over and he's fucking got a bloody nose. I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, I don't know, man, I took an elbow or something. Somebody punched me. I'm like, who? Point him out. Like, we'll throw that motherfucker in the center of the pit and we will just, you know, have fun. But that's what it is. It's a mosh pit. I mean, you're in there getting fucking slammed around, and I'm a big dude, Ben, and Chris is a big dude, and I mean, a social D. I mean, they're not.
Oh yeah, it wasn't a hard pit.
No,
it wasn't a hardcore pit.
So but they're exhausting. If you've never been in a pit, you're fucking throwing
people. Sweating and shit. Oh yeah, no,
dude, I'm hucking fucking people. I'm getting them and I'm poof fucking throwing them. And I'm like, God damn, this is a lot of work. And you're constantly moving, you know? So you're on the move and throwing and fucking... And I was like, God damn, I'm tired. So I back out, you know, and then everybody, you know, eventually everybody kind of like conforms to me. And then when we left, the pit was gone.
We wore them out. But it's funny, Jeremy, that you mentioned Mushroom Head. We saw Mushroom Head at the Whiskey.
Yeah.
And they start playing. And I'm like, ooh, there's a pit. I want to hop... I can't help myself. I got to get into a pit. I broke my kneecap in a mosh pit on St. Patrick's Day to a punk band, a bar, whatever. Long story short, I got someone ran up and fucking smoked me from behind. They blindsided me, hit me from behind, but I can't stay out of a pit. This pit starts at this Mushroom Head concert, and probably two of the biggest human beings I've ever seen walk in. They were 6'7", 6'8", probably 300. I think they were NFL linemen. The two of them, I was walking by, the two of them standing next to each other. It was probably like 7 feet wide, 6 or 7 feet wide.
And big and boys.
And they had beers in their back pockets, and they were drinking Jack on the Rocks. Oof. Because I saw them order them at the bar and then walk over, and I watched these guys, and I went, I'm not getting in that pit. Yeah, and they were on the side.
Fucking dudes up.
But the dudes on the side, you know, the dudes on the side will fuck you up to smack.
Yeah, yeah.
They were so big, and all of us sat there for a minute, and we were just like old men watching the Weather Channel. We're like, look at the size of these thunderheads right here. It's going to be a terrible storm. And we were watching. These two dudes were so big, and I just went, not that pit.
Nah.
That's not the pit for me.
Yeah.
No. So JJ has a beer as a bullet point. Other people at concerts. and she prefaces, we went to go see Luke Combs, right like after the pandemic. So we bought tickets, pandemic happened, push, we're in Vegas. So it's me, JJ, Chris, and the same girl from the Chris Stapleton concert.
No learned lesson.
She will remain nameless.
Yeah. And we're all there jamming and singing, and he sings a song, Beautiful Crazy.
Good song.
And that's Hunter's favorite song. Like growing up, like Hunter would sing that in the car. Like Hunter would be in a car seat singing that song. Like that was his fucking jam. And so JJ, you know, relates that to Hunter. So she starts recording, and this fucking girl in front of us, who's hammered out of her fucking mind, turns around, says something, slaps JJ's phone out of her hand. So
does she know who you're with?
Yeah, no, she had no fucking clue. So I grab JJ. Place her. Chris grabs JJ, places her, says, sit over there. So we're yelling at these fucking girls. I'm telling the guy, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm not going to hit her. I'm going to fuck you up. This is your fucking fault. This is your fucking problem. And he's like, move. He's trying to throw these bitches out.
How big is this person?
Fucking nothing.
5'7".
So let's paint a picture. Our dear friend Chris is, at this point, 6'5".
Yeah.
He's always been
6'5". Right, probably 250, pushing 250, 260. I mean, Chris is a big boy.
250, 260. Yeah. Jared is 6'3", 270.
Yeah.
There is 500-plus pounds of man.
Yeah. Coming at you because your friend just fucked up.
By the way, you're on the seats above them.
Above them, yeah.
So you're our 6'3", so and 6'5", yeah. So you're like 9 feet.
Yeah. So
they have the high ground.
Yeah. So you know, country concert, I'm wearing a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. I take my hat off, I set it on my seat. The guy behind me picks up my hat so it doesn't fall on the ground. And I'm yelling this, I'm gonna fucking kill you, like, and he's pushing these girls out. So there's two girls and this guy, and he's pushing them out. And I said, look, dude, you're responsible.
This is your problem.
This is your problem. And so he gets these girls in the hallway and boom, in the fucking on stairwell, and boom, they're gone. So I, you know, looking for my hat, the guy behind me, he goes, you're a terrifying human. he's like, the two of you, I would never.
You're 500 pounds of 6 foot plus man. Yeah.
I'll fucking destroy you. Especially for my wife. Like, I'll go through you. I don't care.
But by the way, you're 6'3", 275.
I was probably 7 feet tall when they stood up.
But your backup, your bodyguard, is 6'5", 280. Like, there's no winning.
No. You're going to lose.
If I don't have a gun.
Yeah. And even then, even then,
it better be bigger than 9mm, motherfucker.
Yeah. You're going to shoot me twice. I'm going to fucking take that gun from you. So the guys behind us are like, fucking, bro, I would never, I would like, so I'm like, I'm laughing, right? Like, I'm a nice guy, and Chris is a nice guy. Like we,
buttons you push.
Other circumstances, we're two big teddy bears. We are really good dudes. We're just really nice, very humble. Like I don't want any problems.
You are two of my favorites.
Yeah,
like I love you and you love me. That's great. But if someone comes against us,
It's fucking like I am not at the point in my life where I need to go seek trouble, and I'm just here to have a good time.
Yeah,
but when it comes to me, I'm like,
not even about you. It's about your wife or
the principle is under the wing
type shit. Yeah, it's the people that fall under your protection. That's a different story.
I have always protected my friends. Always. Oh, yeah. But I'll fucking kill you. Like, I don't...
The line between okay and not okay is a very thin line.
Yeah. So if you fuck up, like, I have no problems. Like, me now in life, like, I'm just like, what do you want to do?
Okay. If we're at this point...
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
If we're at this point, you tell me where I need to be. Yeah. I'll get there.
Yeah.
And then when I get there and you get there,
yeah,
we're probably not the same.
Hey, I'll match your energy, but I'll fucking destroy you.
That's what my friends know too, is like if you're gonna call somebody, you call me, and then you know what I mean? Like
Like but that's the thing, like I just wanna go out and have a good time.
Yes.
But I'll fuck you up for any of my friends, for any of my family, for my people, for my group.
Without a question.
No hesitation. Like, I don't care.
One, the funny thing too is that you see these stories and hear these stories about people that, well, I just want to go to this concert and this happened.
Right.
I just want to go here and this happened. And I want to do this and this happened. And there was an inspector on my job site that went to a country concert. Same thing. Want to go out. Want to have a good time. We're in line to get beers. There was some minor disagreement. Yeah. Somebody started messing with his buddy. They started jumping his buddy. He jumped in. And then like five guys jumped him and his buddy.
Yeah.
And he got... Unfortunately, he was just trying to help his friend out. Yeah. And these other guys jumped and they kicked him all in the head. And like he said, I have long-lasting damage because these guys actually like fucking kicked me in the head. Yeah. And...
Well, and here's the thing, too.
It was nothing.
If you're not going to stand up for your friends, let that be known up front.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because your friends depend on you. Like, and if your friends are like, hey, this is going to go down, I'm the first person to tell you, if something goes down, just let me know where I need to be. Like, I can't fight 10 dudes, but I'll beat the shit out of two. And there's no rules in a fight, and I will break your fucking arm. I'll break your fucking leg. I'll break every bone in your fucking body. I'll slam you on the fucking ground. I do not care. And go after one of your friends. But if I'm outnumbered, I tell the loudest motherfucker, I'm going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends are going to get me for sure. But I'm going to get you.
I'm going to hurt you.
Yeah.
And by the way,
I'm going to get hurt, and you're going to get hurt.
This is all going to be a problem, but I'm going to hurt you bad. And that's. I've heard that from several people too. They go, it's not about necessarily hurting someone,
mm-hmm.
but setting an example.
Right.
So, okay, you're going to come at me. I'm going to fuck you up.
Yes.
I'm going to punch you in the throat.
Oh, I'm catching your fucking windpipe, bro. You're going to be in pain.
But I'm going to hurt you so bad that your other people are going to go, ooh.
Ooh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, that's how they're playing.
So what's that movie with
Nobody?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, no, not Nobody.
Tom Cruise, where he's like, I've done this before. And he's like, there's five against one. And he's like, three against one. And he's like, what are you talking about? There's five of us. And he's like, well, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck him up. I'm going to fuck him up. And by that and time.
Those two are going to run.
Those two are going to run. Yeah, it's like that.
So I will say this, though. Like, as a big dude, people always want to have problems with big dudes. They like... I don't know what it is. Like, I will make an example of you. And if you're looking to make a name for yourself, I don't care what you know. If I pick you up and fucking jump on top of you, I'm going to break everything in your fucking chest.
Uh-huh.
Do not fuck with big guy. I don't know what it is, man. Don't do it. And fucking, you know, for everybody out there listening, man, don't be that guy.
No.
don't
ever be that guy.
Don't pick a fight with a guy bigger than you, because I guarantee He's got seven friends around him who are bigger than you two, and they will fucking kill you. So I just don't do it, man. The big dudes are there to have a good time, man. Like, I am not there to fight. I'm not there to have a problem. No. I don't go out at night looking like, who can I fucking beat up? I go out at night to have a good time. If my friends are drunk, like, I'm there to look out for them. And if you're in a bad spot, I'm your friend. Like, and if you are with your friends and you don't take care of your friends, you're not their friend.
No. And by the way, if you're that person, so I used to hang with a bunch of buddies, and they would go, you know what I want to do? Let's get drunk and let's go get in a fight. I'm the smallest guy. I don't want to get drunk and then go get in a fight, because then I have to be the most crazy guy.
Right. And so here's the thing. I don't have anything to prove to anybody.
No. I'm like, oh, by the way, I don't want to do that.
No. And I don't want to get sued. No. I'll fucking hurt you. Like, I'm a firm believer in there's no rules in a fight. I will fucking destroy you to win. Like, I'm not in it to see who can win. I'm here to win. And if you pull a knife, I pull a gun. Like, I'll shoot you. Like, I'd fucking, like, if you're a tough guy, you want to throw fucking hands, let's go. People don't do that anymore.
But I'm also the type that, like, I don't want to get into a fight unless I absolutely have to.
No. And that's the thing, too. And, like, I got friends who will go out and look for it. Like, David used to go out and look for it. He doesn't anymore. But, like, Toby never shies away from a fight. Well, I've seen Toby eat pool sticks to the face, like, and but, people are like, like, yeah, you fucked up.
But Toby's a monster.
Yeah.
Fighting Toby is like fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah, like, you don't want to do that, because I've seen Toby fight and he laughs. He's laughing while he's fighting. Like, I'm like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
And these are the kind of friends that I keep. So if you ever see me out in public and you're like, hey, I want to fuck with this guy, don't. Of my friends are crazier than I am. I'm cool, calm, and collective until I'm not. All of my friends are jumping and biting and chewing at the bit to fucking kill you.
No, that's like, not a fun place.
Like, no, just fucking, I just want to hang out, man. Let me have fun. So.
But I think as it pertains to concerts, I love concerts.
They're so much fun.
Concerts are supposed to be an experience for everybody.
And mosh pits have etiquette.
Oh,
you have etiquette in a mosh pit. You're not there to be a piece of shit, because the fucking crowd will fuck you up.
So, punk rock mosh pits have very specific etiquette.
Yeah, 100%.
And so I talked about the Old Firm Casual Show being one of my favorites. I got knocked down in that pit. And by the time I got knocked down, I was getting picked up.
Yeah, people are picking you up. Yeah, yeah.
It was a funny situation, because all of a sudden I'm on the ground and then I'm back up.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah. So, like, I didn't get up to my own power.
No, and that's the thing is that there's etiquette, and nobody's there to hurt you. Like, that's not the meaning of a pit, is not to get you in there and just fucking beat the shit out of you. And if you are aggressive in a pit, people outside the pit will fuck you up. There is etiquette. And that's what I appreciate about, like, heavy metal and death metal and things like that, is there's etiquette.
Yep.
You get in the pit by choice. But if you get knocked down or if you get hurt, there's people there to pick you up and help you.
The pit is to get aggression out.
Right.
And if you've gotten that out, if you've done that thing, you cycle people.
You cycle out,
And I've been in pits and punk rock shows with girls in them.
Yeah.
And the girl's in there, and it's like, okay, you understand the rules.
Right.
Yeah. She goes down, we pick her up.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, I agree
with that. So, shameless self-promotions real quick.
Sir.
We are on YouTube, which, go check us out on YouTube.
Please.
At Shattered Wisdom. We're Shattered Wisdom on YouTube. We are Shattered Wisdom on the Tiki Talkie. Instagram, we are Shattered Wisdom Podcast. Jack is Shattered Wisdom _ Jack. I am _ Jarrett. So Shattered Wisdom _ Jarrett.
Yes, sir.
We are on Facebook at Shattered Wisdom. We are on X or Twitter, whatever you fucking call it, at Shattered Wisdom. And then we have the website at shatteredwisdom.com.
And if you want to date Jeremy, he's on
Jeremy's single.
He's on Facebook dating.
We got a lot of stuff coming up, so make sure you guys follow the social medias.
I'm not on Facebook dating anymore.
You should be.
You should be.
Because you were doing a good job at it.
Oh, pussy. I'm going to give it a little bit.
Okay. Well, Jeremy's single. Whatever. Ladies, you've seen him, he's on our shit. So let us know, man. If you guys have requests, write us questions. Fucking hit us up. Let us know that we're helping you out. If you want to go to a concert and fucking hang out with us, pick a fucking concert. Let's have fun. Like we're here to just have fun. So if our listeners want to come out and fuck around, come out. I would love to hang out with people that I've never met that have the same personality as me. Who, because you already know you're going to fit. If you like this show, you're going to fit in well with us.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you have questions that we came up with the wives, if you have topic ideas, something you want us to talk about, let us know. We'll do it.
If you want to come on the show, a bottle of whiskey and a topic. That's all you need.
Absolutely.
So, I digress. We're into this thing, man, and I have to go. So, it's okay. So, hey, I've been Jarrett.
I've been Jack.
I've been Jeremy.
And this has been Shattered... I'm fucked up. This has been Shattered Wisdom Podcast. I'm a little bit shattered. I've had all the drinks.
I've been a little shattered,
too. Yeah, I'm a little fucked up. And hey, man, check in on your friends. Yeah. Don't be that guy, man. Have fun. Be safe. Check in on your friends.
Absolutely.
So let us know. Get at us on the social medias. JJ will fucking tell us about it. Otherwise, we're, like I said, Jack and _Jarrett at Shattered Wisdom. Let us know on Instagram. We will fucking hang out with you. All right.
Yep.
You guys have a good day. Have a good night. Whatever time you're listening to this podcast, if you need to reach out to somebody, we are here for you.
Absolutely. I am 100% open to that.
Yes. Also, since you motherfuckers didn't say anything about Joe Rogan, if you're listening, these motherfuckers want to see you.
Look at fucking Jeremy coming.
I'd go to mosh pit with Joe Rogan.
I'll go to mosh pit with all four of us.
He would fucking kick somebody in the goddamn face. Joe Rogan's
a goddamn animal. hey. Joe Rogan, let's go party, motherfucker. Let's go. All right, motherfuckers. Have a good night or a good day or whatever it is. We'll catch you, motherfuckers, on the next one. Bye.